This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Our number here tonight, should you wish to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way if you like. And there's a little bit of good news here in this holiday season. Got some bad news on the way about Venezuela and their Christmas holiday that is right around the corner.
Well, there's at least, you know, one or two people in Venezuela that are going to have a not too horrible Christmas.
Who's that, the president and the vice president?
Well, obviously them, but also the people that are selling their Bolivar on eBay.
Right. You just bought some of those this week. And
I did.
You received them.
I received them, and I started to open the envelope, and then I noticed, this is very interesting. We should do it live on the radio and talk about it.
Yeah, I would like to do that. So, but first, though, we'll tell you about Rambo, because there's good news about Rambo.
Rambo, the guy that got 90 confirmed kills in his first tour in Vietnam and then wound up making like three movies.
That's a fictional character. I'm talking about the real Rambo, the one that's an alligator in Florida.
Yeah, I know of no Rambo other than Sylvester Stallone.
This is a follow-up to a story that we had shared with you. I don't know, it must have been several months ago now at this point, sometime I think earlier this year. Where, according to the Orlando Sentinel at OrlandoSentinel.com, a Lakeland woman will have a happy holiday this year knowing she can keep her beloved, formerly motorcycle-riding alligator. Mary Thorne has owned Rambo the Gator for nearly 12 years, training the rescued reptile into a snuggle-worthy, outfit-wearing show animal. Did you just Google Rambo? Are you looking at pictures?
I did a Google search, and I didn't do an image search, so, you know, it's news stories that are coming up, but there's one of the pictures, Rambo apparently dressed up like Santa of some kind.
Okay, I believe
Rambo on a motorcycle, and then Rambo appears to be Rambo riding a sleigh.
Last year, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission began an investigation because the 15-year-old gator had grown nearly 6 feet long, and Florida law requires alligators longer than 4 feet to have 2.5 acres of land available to them. Worried that her house gator would be taken away, Thorne asked attorney Spencer Sheehan of Great Neck, New York, for help getting an exemption. According to court documents, she reached an agreement with the Florida Wildlife Commission in September, which then issued her a personal pet license in November specific to Rambo. Now she can keep the gator as long as she abides by certain conditions. She says that he can no longer go out and do public things anymore. He can't be one-on-one with people, and his mouth has to be taped shut. He used to do pictures with kids and stuff like that, but no more, she says. So she used to take him around and kind of dress him
up.
Do these little tours and, you know, go to different events like, you know, the county fair or whatever. She'd bring Rambo
and
out.
I did an image search, and there's a picture of Rambo apparently doing some computer work.
So basically,
he's sitting at a desk, and he's got the mouse and keyboard in front of him.
So she, the previous story when we read this in previous discussion, she apparently had trained Rambo to sit still, so she could just kind of like sit him on, like perch him on something, whether it be a motorcycle or a desk, a chair or whatever. She could just kind of sit him still, and he would just sit there. And I guess he's, you know, a kind gator, and she's got a very special relationship with him, and she was pretty devastated when the state was trying to take him away. It was going to be the original demand by the state was that she had to hand it over to some kind of gator, I don't know, not a conservancy, but like one of those gator land places in the South. I don't know if you have those down in Alabama.
In Alabama, but I am familiar that they're in Florida, and I visited one or two of them when I was like 8 years old.
And so she was worried that Rambo was going to have a tough time, because if he was put into one of these places, you know, he's been kind of taken care of by humans in a way that your typical gator has not been, and so he probably would have ended up getting like killed by the other gators or something like that. Like, it wouldn't have been a good life for him.
Yeah, and I actually pulled up an NPR article here, and they have a picture where apparently this gator will, you know, pose for a photo with anything. They've got him holding a Fox 13 microphone.
Really?
So it looks like, you know, the gator is
the interviewer.
Posting some kind of something.
That's so funny.
He's got the Santa hat, and he's laying on a raft. He's on motorcycles, four-wheelers.
The alligator came into Thorne's care as a rescue after being kept in a dark closet for the first 4 years of his life, which Thorne said left him with a skin condition that makes him sensitive to light. Rambo is known in the Lakeland area for wearing fun outfits from Santa costumes to leather jackets, which the Polk County woman says prevent sunburn. Thorne, who's 54, says she previously made her income working birthday parties and special events with Rambo and also gave presentations with him for charity. That all came to a halt with the FWC investigation and will still be banned under her new license. Thorne said Rambo must also be secured in the back of her vehicle if she needs to transport him before the gator would ride in the sidecar of Thorne's motorcycle or in the passenger seat of her van. Regularly taking in disabled rescue animals such as squirrels and possums, Thorne says she takes issue with the term personal pet in her new license. She says, I don't believe alligators should be pets. In my shows, I preach that. The only reason I have Rambo is because he's a rescue. Still, Thorne said she decided not to push it. She said, in order to keep him, I'm not going to argue with them too much. Despite the good... It's probably because they'll come and execute him. You know what I mean? Like, if she doesn't do what they say, and they find out that she's still doing birthday parties with Rambo, that they'll likely come kidnap and kill this gator. Because he's not ready to be released into the wild. He probably would never be ready.
He would not
like
survive.
That. Right. So, I mean, come on, do you want to help Rambo or not? Because, you know, forcing him to go into someone else's care is the worst thing they could possibly do to him. And as far as I'm concerned, if she wants to take Rambo around to birthday parties and somebody wants to consent to having Rambo at their birthday party, it should be nobody else's business but the parties who are involved. I mean, I understand the state's position is going to be, well, this is a dangerous animal, and you shouldn't be able to, you know, share him with anybody. If he's going to bite somebody, he needs to only bite you. I get it. You know, I understand the concerns. Certainly, if you have an alligator as, you know, on a leash or whatever, they're pretty strong animals, right? Like, they can jump up and grab your arm, spin in the air, and, like, rip your arm off. I mean, that's one of the ways that they take people down.
Well, they generally do that in the water, not on the land.
Okay, well, whatever. They can spin your arm off. They're very, very strong animals.
Oh, they're very strong animals. But
I wouldn't want one jumping on me on the land either. I think it'd be a very, very bad time if that were to occur.
Correct.
So I get the fear. I get why people would be afraid. But if somebody wants to, you know, put their head in Rambo's mouth and have a picture, a photo op, then, you know, they should be free to sign a waiver and do that. I don't think she was doing that. But if that's what somebody wants to do, then why shouldn't they be able to make a dangerous choice? I mean, Siegfried and Roy, it didn't work out for, was it Siegfried or Roy? I forget which one.
I don't remember, but one of them, you know, got mauled by their white tiger.
Yeah, after many years of working together. So, you know, it may seem like a safe thing. Maybe it's not. Despite the good news, Thorne says she's suffering financially because the new license banning Rambo from performing has now left her out of work. She says she could get another gator shorter than the 4-foot requirement to take to public events, but she won't. She says other alligator handlers would take a gator to a gator farm to be killed and get a new baby one. I don't understand because I've got a gator that won't bite, and they want me to get another one that would. I just decided to retire. though things are tight, Thorne says she's glad to know that she can continue with planning her annual holiday festivities as Rambo and her other critters. She also has five dogs. She says Rambo will enjoy turkey, ham, and his favorite, green beans, at Christmas dinner with her family this weekend. You know, when you think of a beast like an alligator, you don't think that they're going to eat vegetables.
Yeah.
I didn't know that gators ate veggies.
They'll probably eat whatever you put in front of them if they're hungry enough.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. She says, all in all, it's going to be a Merry Christmas because Rambo is here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks, work. Play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Should people be able to own dangerous animals? I say absolutely. It's your risk. It's your body. It should be up to you to decide what sort of beast you want to have in the slashing vicinity of you or the biting vicinity of you.
So now, I think that, you know, the terms that you used there open up a larger question.
Okay.
Of can humans actually own other living beings,
that is,
or
a big question,
are you only
yeah.
the caretaker of?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And if you've got an answer for that question, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
But with that caveat, yeah. I do think that, you know, you should be able to, if you want to be the caretaker of a large alligator, go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not for me, but again, it's your choice. You should be able to have unique and rare and dangerous animals if that's what you want to do. I mean, hopefully you would have systems in place to make sure they don't get out and bite your neighbors, because then you would have some pretty serious liability
right.
on your hands, I would think.
And
because you know, whether you're a caretaker or an owner, you should still be held responsible for what that
yes.
animal does.
And there was the story a couple of years ago. I forget exactly how long it was, but there was the lady that had, like, the pet chimpanzee or orangutan or something that wound up, like, ripping her neighbor's face off when
Whoa.
The neighbor came over to her house.
Damn, I don't know if I'd heard about that story. Are you
yeah.
exaggerating? Did it really
no.
rip his face off?
It, like... Yeah,
how does that
that's
happen?
The way it was reported, because those things are really strong.
I guess so.
And humans,
wow.
not necessarily so much. I'll see if I can
that's
pull that up.
Crazy. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here and talk about whether or not you can own animals, I'm going to say yes, you can own animals, Daryl. I understand it's you know, some people are going to see that as a controversial position, but if ownership is about whether or not you control something. You know, ownership is the claim to having exclusive control over a thing, or at least part ownership would be part control over a thing, whether that thing be an inanimate object or a beast of some sort. If you have the ability to control the beast, technically you own it. Now, whether or not that is something that people think is a moral, you know, is that moral is an important question to really look at here. I don't like the idea of owning an animal. So, for instance, Jazzy, the studio dog, she could run away at any time. I don't exert strict control over her. We, you know, walk outside around the property here together when she needs to go, and most of the time she's not on a leash. If she wanted to run off and never see me again, she could certainly do that. So she voluntarily chooses to return to the place where she's well taken care of and well fed. If she was being abused or something like that, she might not choose to do that. So to some extent, she is making the choice to stay here. The kitty, on the other hand, that is in here would very much like to leave this this house. He's very
yes.
interested in going outside, and you know, we don't know exactly what would happen if he were to just go outside. Would he return? It's cold out there. It's freezing. You know, we don't want to find that out. So the kitty is definitely more owned in that
yes.
way than the dog. But I am the caretaker, ultimately, of both of them.
So I found the story.
Yeah.
And
of the ripped face?
Yes, from 2009.
Hold that thought. We'll get to it here in a moment. Let's talk to Patrick, though. He's on in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. Long
hey
time no here. I just wanted to call from all of us in law enforcement, myself, and the people I associate with. Want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Now, wait a minute. Are you really representing more than one law enforcement officer with that statement?
You know, it's funny, since I've been on the air with you guys, you'd be surprised at how many people listen to this show
mm-hmm.
on the way home from work, and you'd be surprised at how many of them heard me talk to you guys, mm-hmm. and we talk about you guys.
Okay, all right. Well, then, happy holidays to you and yours.
Yeah, and a thing I wanted to chime in, you know, it's funny, when I was growing up years and years ago in the 60s, my uncle worked for the park rangers out in California, and they found two bear cubs, and we raised a bear, Ginger, till she was about 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
we released her into the wild, you know, we assimilated her. You know, we did everything that we were supposed to. But, you know, it's funny when you talk about pets, it's not that you're a caretaker or anything. They're pretty much caretakers of you. They designate what you're going to do for them.
Yeah, that's true for a lot of pet owners that the animal has them trained. I definitely see where you're coming from. As far as folks listening to the radio, it's great being on during drive time, and there's no doubt that a lot of people will tune in to talk radio when they're driving home, and that's you're on the West Coast there, so or close to it. You're in Pacific time. I think are you guys Pacific time right now in Arizona?
We're in Arizona time. We don't have any time here. Remember, Arizona is the state that stood still.
So Arizona's mountain time.
Is it always mountain?
Always mountain
no, it's
standard.
All the time. We don't change. Us and Hawaii are the only two states that don't change our time.
Right. So you're on mountain standard time year round. So when the rest of the country goes to daylight shifting time, you stay on mountain standard, which is the equivalent of Pacific daylight.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now I know. Hey, Patrick, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just wanted to wish you be safe out there with the weather and everything, guys. Take it slow.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll
and my
do that.
Wife's pulling up to the driveway, and I gotta go before she yells at me.
She's probably listening to you on the radio.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Patrick. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So Charlotte Nash, back in 2009, had most of her face...
Ooh.
And her hands torn off by her friend's pet chimpanzee.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She wound up having a full face transplant, and according to...
How do you do that?
Well, that's something that they did for the first time several years ago. And according to a recent news article, apparently her body is rejecting the face transplant.
Yeah, that doesn't always work out, right? Like, if you put on some sort of arm or someone else's piece of their body, it may or may not work.
Correct.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, this is crazy. It was her friend's 200-pound chimpanzee. She says she doesn't remember the attack. Quote, I don't want to remember because I couldn't imagine what it was like.
That sounds horrible.
I want to get healthy. I don't want to wake up with nightmares. I don't ask a whole lot about my injuries, and I know what I know that I have my forehead. Her nose apparently was pretty much ripped off. There are pictures that are just absolutely grisly. She lost both of her eyes. And most of her nose and her hands.
It sounds absolutely horrifying.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So apparently a chimpanzee can rip your face off.
Yes.
Remember that one. I'll be staying away from them. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on owning animals, is it possible to own animals, or are you just their caretaker? What's the difference there? We'd love to get you to weigh in if you want to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Plus, it's not going to be a good Christmas if you're in Venezuela. We'll give you that story on the way, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about dangerous animals, owning them. What sparked the conversation was Rambo the Gator is thankfully going to be allowed to stay with his current owner in Florida. We gave you the story a few months back on the show where a lady in her 50s in Florida has had an alligator as a, well, it was a rescue, so to use the term pet, you know, she didn't adopt it with the intention of it being a pet. She just wanted to help a gator out that needed some assistance. And
according to NPR, apparently Rambo was one of five gators that was dropped off with her and only one that survived.
Wow. Okay, so again, he'd been kept in a closet for 4 years, the first 4 years of his life. So it was pretty messed up. I mean, gators are supposed to be out getting sun. And as she pointed out, there was no sun in that closet, so that meant that he came up with a dangerous skin condition. And so she'd been taking care of him for a long time. She's allowed to keep him now, thank goodness, according to the Florida Wildlife Commission. But she's going to be restricted in the way that she can keep him. She'll no longer be able to take him to birthday parties and the county fair and other places where she would go. And she'd dress up the gator, and you know, he could do photo ops with people. And that's how she actually made her living, was by kind of touring this gator around and having him sit in silly places like on the backs of motorcycles or in a desk chair in front of a computer. sugar and things like that.
Dressed up as Santa.
And I'm thinking maybe what she can do, because she's upset, because, you know, she's glad she's going to get to keep Rambo, the gator. But on the other hand, she's upset because, she doesn't get to share him with anybody anymore.
Right.
And this is a kind of a cool thing, right? The gator that you can dress up silly and seems to be relatively docile compared to your typical gator. And I'm thinking maybe she should reach out to HostGator. Because, you know, they do have a gator, an animated-looking, you know, character gator as their mascot. If you go to HostGator.com/FTL, you'll see him. He's this blue gator up there. Maybe, you know, they could send him some kind of clothing or whatever, and maybe she could make money off of Rambo by taking pictures of
Instagram
him.
Instagram account. Because apparently there's a lot of people that wind up, you know, making money by getting a lot of followers on Instagram, right. And then they'll take pictures drinking whatever sports drink, and then the sports people are like, oh, here you go, here's some money.
In this case, she could say, hey, you know, you want to dress up the gator? Send me your clothes, you know, whatever clothes you want me to put on the gator. Send a few bucks along for the time and the photos and everything, you know, and she'll print up some pictures of this gator wearing whatever clothes you send. You want to have the gator wearing lingerie? Send some lingerie in there. Send 20 bucks or whatever the amount would be. And that might be one way that she could still kind of have a little bit of fun with him and still, you know, make it a profitable thing to have him. But anyway, HostGator. Gator.com is going to give you a deal, whether or not you're into putting your head inside a gator's mouth. You can go and get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. They're one of the top hosting companies out there, and they're offering a special deal to you as a Free Talk Live listener. Now, they make it easy to get started with a website, so maybe if you're new and intimidated by the process, they can help you, because they've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation into your hands. And they've got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. So it's Ian and Daryl in the studio with you here tonight. We were discussing these violent, dangerous animals that, you know, could kill you at any moment. Should you be free to own these animals? And can you really own an animal? Daryl, I answered my position on that, which is that, yes, I think you can own animals.
I think people can claim ownership over animals, mm-hmm. but in the end, they're really just a caretaker.
Tell me what the difference is. Like, if you are the caretaker, does that mean you cannot sell the animal to someone else? Like, what would that mean?
No, you could certainly, you know, transfer, caretaking responsibility. The difference is,
as opposed to ownership?
Right. The difference, it's all in minutia. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's no actual, it's sort of a distinction without a difference, if that makes sense.
That's what it's sounding like, yeah. It sounds nicer to say you're the caretaker than you're the owner.
Right.
I mean, because ultimately another question comes up of, well, you know, what if the animal wants to be free, right? I mean, should the animal not have its own volition to itself? If you could say that if the animal could communicate and could tell you, hey, buddy, I'd really like to not be here right now.
Right. And I also think that, deeming one a caretaker instead of an owner, it gives a little bit more responsibility on the person to not abuse the animal, whereas if I own this laptop,
yeah, you can throw it up against the wall.
I could throw it down the stairs if I wanted to.
Sure.
Wouldn't make sense, because then I'd have to spend money on a new laptop.
Yeah. You'd have to clean it up.
I'd have to clean up a mess. If I owned Jazzy the studio dog, then, you know, I could throw her down the stairs. It would not be a nice thing to do.
Yeah, you'd have to.
I would never do that.
You'd have to go away for a long, long time.
Right. But, you know, so claiming to be a caretaker instead of owner, it does give a little bit more responsibility to not, assault the animal, to make sure that the animal has a standard of living.
I can buy that. That makes sense. But then, you know, at what point should an animal be allowed to go free? If the animal can communicate that it is no longer wishing to be in this relationship anymore and would like to go, should it be allowed to go? Are you being a bad caretaker by keeping an animal against its will?
I think so. Now the question is, you know, how do you determine the animal's will when the animal can't
communicate? The cat sits right by the front door. It's pretty clear what he wants. Right? That cat, the kitty that's here in the studio.
Yep.
Pretty clear what he wants. He does not want to be in here. And it's not that he hates
being
in here.
He also wants to eat all day long.
That's true, yeah. I mean, it's not that he hates being here. He's frequently laying down and, you know, chilling. So he likes to be here most of the time. But sometimes he wants to go outside.
He's adventurous. Yeah. He wants to do what's outside.
When would he come back? Well, you know, maybe he would come back because he knows he gets fed here.
Right.
So there is that. And, you know, people are giving him affection here. But he might get hit by a car. And so part of the fear that many owners or caretakers of animals have is, well, they love the animal so much that they don't want to see bad things happen to it because it is not unlikely for a loose kitty to get hit by a car. It's happened to many, many people, and there's many sad children as a result of kitties getting out.
And I remember when I was very young, I was sad when a squirrel got run over because I had kind of a pet squirrel.
You kind of took care of one?
Yeah, so my dad used to own a concession stand in Birmingham at a park, and there was a baby squirrel. The mom had got run over, so we would feed this baby squirrel. Like, he would come and eat popcorn out of our hands.
How did you find it in the first place? Was the mom, you find the dead mother and the little baby was nearby? Like, how did you?
I think something along those lines. I don't.
How old were you at the time?
Like, six, seven years old. Yeah. So it's been 30 years, so I don't remember all the details. But I do remember this thing would basically eat popcorn out of our hands and would drink coffee.
So how long did you take care of it for?
Several months.
Okay.
And then it got run over by a car.
See, that's why people keep things indoors, right? Like, keep the thing inside where it cannot get hurt. It's, even though accidents happen in the home, that kind of accident is likely to not happen in the home.
Unless you live in Albuquerque, where apparently cars run over everything anywhere.
Just crash into the living
room. If it's in the living room or on the street.
That happens every now and then, but it's pretty rare that cars will crash into somebody's home.
And then I also remember there was some old guy that would come feed the ducks, and he had names for all of the ducks and the geese.
Wow.
And he could tell them all
the
apart.
That's impressive.
The only one that I could identify was Pete the Goose because he was mean.
The toll-free number if you want to join us, whether you want to tell a story about setting an animal free or keeping one captive, you know, your thoughts on owning or caretaking, you're welcome to share your thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think that one of the probably frustrating things for people who don't believe that animals can be owned is when other people do. So, you know, you get like the Animal Liberation Front, these radicals who will go in and
ALF.
Yeah, they'll destroy property in order to set animals free. So if there's like a scientific lab that's doing testing on animals, they'll go in there, break into the lab, and literally, you know, open up cages and let animals out.
Right, not realizing that these animals cannot survive on their own.
They're bred for captivity, you mean? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You know what? Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States. They're trying to mandate that people get health insurance, but there is another option. You can go with healthexcellenceselect.com. It is a way to get freedom from insurance. They'll give you a proactive health assessment daily if you want, and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic acupuncture and massage. You'll love the service and the price. You can check them out now over at healthexcellenceselect.com. Plus, they'll give you a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Head over to healthexcellenceselect.com. Our toll-free number is 855-453. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So, let's see. Is there more to really say about this animal thing, ownership,
no,
or whatever? I think we've pretty much hammered that one out. But you're welcome to join us if you like. Again, our Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. In other news, Daryl, you wanted to tell us about Venezuela. It's a topic that we spend a lot of time on here. I've never really heard anybody say they've never found it interesting. Like, I think Venezuela is a fascinating discussion, even though many people in the United States might feel like they can't really relate to the amount of poverty
right.
that those people are facing. I mean, perhaps if you were alive in the Depression, you could relate to it. But, you know, right now, if you're a millennial or a Gen Xer or even a baby boomer, you probably really can't relate to this unless you've been in a really tough way when you
right.
were younger or something like that and actually hungry in the United States, which is pretty rare for people who, you know, actually want to get help. to not go out and get help in the U.S. because there's plenty of assistance available. Like here in Keene, you can go down to the community kitchen anytime you want, and they'll load, I mean, 6 days a week or whatever, they'll load you up with a bunch of expired food and you can take home. So,
right. If you're hungry, they have a meal every night.
I think it's 6 nights a week, but yeah, it's like pretty much every night, a hot meal available to anybody who walks in, no questions asked. So, I mean, there are plenty of resources like that in America. In Venezuela, you've got people not eating three times or even twice a day in some cases, and they're not eating much. Whatever they're eating, it's like the most basic of foods. They can't get anything hardly, and it's very, very difficult. And it has nothing to do with the economy. It has nothing to do with...
Well, it has to do with the economy, because the socialist government has destroyed the economy.
Okay, I guess that's a good way to put it.
The currency is worth, well, I would say it's worthless, but it's worth more as a collector item for crazy Americans like me than it is for anything of value in Venezuela. So before I get into the article from Fusion titled "Without Money or Gifts, Venezuela Prepares for Its Saddest Christmas Ever," I want to actually open my mail that I got from Venezuela.
So as you do that, I will explain what happened here. And what I meant by it wasn't the fault of the economy. By that I meant the producers, the buyers, the sellers, the people who make
those
things work.
Right, it wasn't the fault of a free market.
Yeah, so the government manipulated the money supply and continues to manipulate the money supply there. They also manipulate an exchange rate, which says that these bolivar, the bolivar fuerte, the strong bolivar, which replaced the original bolivar like 8 or 9 years ago or something like that, maybe 10, I forget how many years ago, but it was,
I think it was like 7 or 8.
Yeah, so then they came in with this new bolivar, and it's just lost a credible amount of value. They tried to mandate what the exchange rate would be, but then there's the actual exchange rate. So there's the government exchange rate of 10 to 1, 10 bolivar to 1 U.S. dollar, and then there's the actual black market rate, according to DolarToday.com, which is right now at about 2,800 bolivar per dollar. And they blamed this week the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, blamed the United States and mafia organizations, right-wing mafia organizations, he says, who are smuggling the 100 bolivar note, he claims, out of the country.
Well, not just the 100 bolivar. They're claiming that all of the currency is being smuggled, but since the 100 bolivar makes up 80% of the notes,
if you're going to smuggle, you want to smuggle the highest value note because it takes up less space, right? I mean, in this case, the allegation is they're smuggling, like, pallets full of this money, hundreds of millions of dollars, or bolivar rather, out of the country, supposedly to cause economic chaos. But as was pointed out in a Forbes article, and as Lawrence Reed pointed out from fee.org earlier this week, well, if they actually were smuggling millions, hundreds of millions of bolivar notes out of the country, that should actually drive prices in a downward direction because it would be deflation if that's the case. And that's not what's happening in Venezuela. Prices have been going up. Now, they did jump down somewhat after he mandated the turn-in of these 100 bolivar notes. So in order to supposedly flummox the United States and their mafioso buddies, he ordered that all the people of Venezuela must turn in their 100 bolivar notes at the banks, at the central bank. So they lined up, many people lined up for hours at a time until, 3 days later, he changes his mind and he says, okay, we're going to extend the deadline because we haven't gotten our new 500, 1,000, and 20,000 bolivar notes in yet because of the United States. They're the ones causing the problems. Of course, it couldn't possibly be the failures of socialism. It's always the United States' fault. And so he says, all right, we're going to give you to January 2nd now, Venezuelan. So you've got an extra 2 weeks to turn in these 100 bolivar notes. You can continue to use them and circulate them until that time, but you've got to get them turned in 2 weeks from now instead of 3 days.
Right. So I thought it would be interesting. Go on eBay, see if I can find some bolivar, preferably from Venezuela.
Yeah, you were just taking a shot in the dark. You were just like, yeah, what are these going for? If they're going for on eBay, what are they going for? And it turns out they're going for quite a bit more than what their actual value is in Venezuela. And so the president has actually blamed you, Daryl. You are now part of the president's problem, according to his reasoning for, you know, why things are economically bad. He's saying that because you're taking money out of the country, that you are causing a problem for Venezuela.
Right. So one of the two, I actually placed two orders. One came from Orlando, Florida. The other actually shipped from Venezuela.
From Caracas, right?
From Caracas. Came via FedEx.
Yeah,
so
this is interesting.
I ripped the envelope open earlier and pulled out, there's an inner envelope that was also sealed. And I opened that up, and inside
you have a pad of paper.
Notebook paper.
Yeah.
So it just looks like, you know, there's notebook paper.
Sealed with, like, heat shrink wrap.
Actually, this seems to be more like a saran wrap sort of something.
Okay.
It could be heat shrink. I'm not really sure.
It's some sort of plastic wrap that is sealed.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm actually having trouble. Here we go. Able
and so
to
immediately,
rip this open.
I mean, you know what this is going to be. It's going to be the two Bolivar notes that are inside here. And, you know, when I saw this, I thought, they are doing this to try to smuggle money out. This is a smuggling technique.
Yes.
They put this on here, so an X-ray or somebody just kind of glancing in the package or whatever.
Oh, it's paper. It's notebook paper.
Right. Now, it didn't look like it had been opened, but had it been opened and inspected, putting a making it look like notebook paper at first blush is going to probably be enough to get it through customs, you know, just a quick glance.
And there's several sheets of paper here.
Yeah, you got a whole notebook. It's worth of paper.
Yeah, I've got, you know, a decent amount of paper. And then inside, these things are stacked up.
The pieces of paper may actually be worth more. The notebook paper itself may be worth more than those two Bolivar notes. Because the 100 Bolivar note, the 100 Bolivar, which is the largest denomination they have, is worth about 2 U.S. cents.
Yes.
Now you are looking at the 2 Bolivar note. So, I mean,
correct.
Those are not worth anything. But yet, they paid how much?
More as collector values.
Right. How much did you pay for the stack of twos?
Paid $18 for 102 Bolivar notes.
So he sent you 200 Bolivars worth of notes there.
Correct.
And 200 Bolivar is, you know, that's not even enough to
get
you.
That's like 4 cents.
Yeah, I mean, so you need 2,800 Bolivar to get one U.S. dollar. In the black market.
And I also, another shipment that was like $2.62 for shipping, and then another like $2 for the order. I have some 50 Bolivar notes. I have, I believe, 10 of these.
Think about how great this is for these people who are shipping these things out. I mean, they're getting U.S. dollars that they can spend on the black market there and get, you know, live like a king, if you will, in comparison to everybody else.
So I bought 700 Bolivar for roughly 20 U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
And on the black market, they're going to wind up...
They're going to do
very
well. Yeah,
they're going to do very well for themselves.
Somebody's going to be eating pretty well because of you. Thank you, Daryl, for your service to the good people of Venezuela who are suffering. And we're going to get into your story here in a moment about how bad Christmas time is going to be for these folks. I'd be lucky if they'll have any food on the table at all. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us on Free Talk Live.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.